talking about codependency, that's a BS program.
Oh, no, no. We make it work because of what's going on at Chief Radio. We've learned from Bill how to do it right.
So that's inner independence. But codependency is duality. It's bullshit. It's fabulous.
No. Nothing is bullshit.
Yes, everything in duality is bullshit. That's why I'm the consciousness expert.
There is no such thing as consciousness. You have much to learn in the next hour or two, however long you dare to stay.
That is hilarious. There is only consciousness. That's the quantum field, not that limitation.
There's no quantum field. There's only anthropomorphic. You don't know about anthropomorphic?
Oh, my goodness. But that's okay. But this will be a great two-hour conversation.
It's not okay. You are all fucked up. Now, what you're missing...
No, not really. Well, you know what? I transform lives every day. So when people have...
Bullshit. Nobody can transform anybody.
I don't do it. Hey, calm down. Take a breath. It's okay. You can...
We don't calm down. We're on a race to humanity here.
No kidding. There is just so many programs running in duality. People that I show them the tools.
No.
They heal themselves.
We've had enough. You're one of these Matthew Hurtado guests. So I had to fire three of them yesterday, and four of them missed their fucking appointments. And we're not putting up with this today. I cannot take another fucking nut who hasn't been enjoying what's going on in cheap radio.
I'm sorry, but I'm not a nut at all.
Yes, you are.
See, you're
already defending your limitation.
No, I don't. I'm not defending anything. I don't have anything to defend.
First of all, you're speaking English. That's a fucking insult. There's no possibility for verbal language to be any meaning anymore. We're in a post-verbal, post-media world.
I totally agree with you. That is absolutely. And by the way, where's Matthew?
He died. He fucked up last night. He missed three meetings, and we killed him. Well, the angels did. We smote. If you understood...
Angels? You actually believe in angels? That is
damn
fabulous.
Right. If you keep this up, you're going to have an angel sitting on you in about 16 minutes.
Honey, I've died four times, so it's okay.
You never died. No one can die. We don't allow that word to be used around here.
Oh, well, it just happened. Okay, let's call them near-death experiences.
No, near-life experience.
Yes, and I do call them near-life experiences. They were quite fun, actually.
Well, this is fun. Now, here's what's happened. Bill has become host for heaven. The structure of heaven has left heaven and is now here speaking to us, and he was just here 20 minutes ago, twice over the last couple of hours. You missed it. But if you listen to the archives, you'll hear what we're talking about. Well, we're all inspired by it. We've solved every problem, technical, material, financial, and social, over the last 2 years.
Really? That's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and it's real. Have you heard of our RNA drops?
No, I have not heard of your RNA, and if anyone wants to change my RNA or my DNA, it's me. I change it, not a product.
No, you can't. No, that's another delusion.
Not a delusion. It's consciousness.
There's no such thing as consciousness.
Yes, there is. We have viable...
How could you prove there is consciousness?
Because I'm alive.
You're a neutrino recording. You're a recording.
Yes, called cellular memory, and we record everything in our continuum.
It's all been recorded.
Finished.
All recordings have been completed. You are uttering an old recording.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, I actually love my recording. It's fabulous. What is the name of your show? I have no idea. Matt didn't tell me.
It's Up the Orphic Ante.
Oh, Up Your Belief Systems. Up Your Belief Systems. No kidding.
The Orphic, a little attack on the Gnosticism. We go after Gnostics. The Gnostics have really screwed things up for most people today.
No kidding. I totally agree with you. That's what's so amazing.
Yeah. Well, we will agree on about 60% and disagree on about 40%.
But isn't that fabulous? So I can agree to disagree with you. Don't find a problem with that at all.
Well, what do you intuit? Are you a medical intuitive?
I'm an intuitive. Some people call me a medical intuitive. Some people call me intuitive. I just call myself Sherry Anchara.
What do you intuit about me right now?
I could tell you what I intuit about you.
Yeah.
That I can tell you from a practical standpoint.
Yeah.
There's definitely, you have a lot in your field inside out. I have a formula for quantum pathic energy method: internal, external, eternal equals the we of my me, and that is the continuum.
You are fucking one nut. You think I could believe that?
You know what? I don't appreciate being called a nut, actually.
No, you got to get used to it. You are a nut. You've lost your sovereignty if you don't know you're a nut.
No, I am very sovereign. That's just a label. You're just like running around labeling people.
Yeah,
but I do love it that everyone's entitled to your opinion.
I don't have an opinion.
And everyone has one. As a matter of fact, some people have a couple.
No, I don't have one. I prove it here. There are hundreds of people listening because I don't have an opinion.
I can see how unopinionated and opinionated you are. And it's quite hilarious.
Yes.
You're making me laugh. It's too funny.
I intend to become the funniest person who ever lived. That's my goal. That's the
I believe it because you are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about for 2 hours? Am I going to be subject to hear you rant and rave in your nut kingdom? I think it's fabulous. And all men have them. They got, and a lot of times I've been accused of crushing nuts.
Yes. Well, I'm a black woman. I'm not a man.
It doesn't matter what you are. What matters is that you're a person. What matters is that you're a consciousness.
I've been up for 5 days. I'm going to break Art Bell's record. That's what's going on here.
Okay, so is this, so you're doing this. So by the way, what happened to Matt?
We don't know. He ran off last night and he hasn't been responsible enough to come back. He's missed Ion twice.
How do you know Matt?
How do I know Matt? A few years ago, I worked with him as a client.
Yes, that was him recovering from me and Ion.
And he didn't tell you, but you don't know anything about the RNA drops?
No, and truthfully, I'm not really interested in the product at all. I'm pretty content and loving how I'm living and what I am being that results in the doing that I am. I find it fascinating. And I live it every day, live fully. I don't have one complaint about life at all.
Are you listening to Frank Zappa's output since he died?
No, not really. I'm not really interested in Frank Zappa or his output.
I'm not interested in a lot of things. Look at the walls and limitations you've announced.
No, I don't have any walls or limitations. That's what you're very accusatory, and it's not the truth. I get incredible, incredible information beyond this realm of duality. And that's the part I love the most.
Well, that's nuts to think. This is not a realm of duality.
Yes, it is. The universe and Earth plane. Isn't it all about war?
You play with baby concepts. You're talking 1966, post-Dave
Not really. Not really, but it is whatever. I love how you are so judgmental.
Yes, I'm good at it. I'm actually correct every time I say something.
Oh, of course you are in your judgment program. You are very correct in your judgment program. But I don't accept judgment because it's only your opinion and everyone has one.
No, I don't have an opinion.
I'm talking
technically. My judgment is technical analysis.
Really? I can hear it run. I can hear your computer brain running at warp speed.
That's right.
And your brain is not your intelligence. Your body is your intelligence.
It is. In my case, I figured out how to do it.
And that's why you're so dualistic. It's fascinating.
Well, you're right to say that I am inside out. Ion says that. I do everything backwards.
Well, it is from the inside that creates the outside is what happens. Wow.
Well,
how long have you been on Achieve Radio?
5 years.
Just about the time I left. Achieve Radio. Bill is fabulous.
No, it's 4 years. Sorry, 2009. No, I was on in 2008.
I've been on five fucking years.
Jeez.
And what is the name of your show? Nuts Are Us?
No, it used to be Cash Flow. You know, James Martinez, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
James passed away. He got murdered and beat up and died. And so we took over the show and renamed it Payday.
What happened to James?
He died. He got murdered.
But that was what he contracted his life to do.
That's right.
Do you know who did it to himself?
He basically committed suicide.
Of course, because
he owes me fucking money. He had the gall to leave before he paid me back.
Hey,
well,
really
that's the contractual agreement. That's the
deal. He really died.
Is that what you're saying?
He passed the other side or wherever, whatever.
Yeah, he's gone.
How? When? How?
He killed himself. He ran into the arms of David Icke, and Icke murdered him.
Wow. Okay, I missed out on a lot.
Okay. Yeah, right, you did.
How can you say that David Icke murdered him? Don't you think that's kind of ridiculous?
No.
Metaphorical.
The fact.
It doesn't matter if it's metaphorical. You're accusing someone of killing someone. And
yes.
Truth, you kill yourself, however you choose.
Oh, no, nothing. Nobody can kill anybody. That's what we learn here.
What did Icke get out of that?
He got a new show, People's Global Voice or something, some new network.
Was he wanting something that James had?
He wanted James' charisma. And he didn't know that James got his charisma from me.
And did he want to just shut him down because he was talking too much about something?
Yeah, he's talking too much.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Charisma from you, well, that is a concept.
What happened to James Martinez, the tapes that he did? Are they still on the internet?
No, he took them all down because he thought I'd steal them.
Did he have a funeral?
No, he doesn't believe in that.
When did he pass over?
October 12th in the evening this year.
Where was he at?
He was in Boulder, Colorado. He was at the Cold Fusion Conference.
And do you think that's going to happen to Alex Jones?
No, Alex died a long time ago. That's just a recording.
Okay. So what?
Wow, I'm kind of stunned.
So what is the purpose that I'm supposed to be on this show for 2 hours? I don't know if I can put up with this silliness for 2 hours.
Yeah, Matthew sent you here, and I don't know why he did.
I have a question of her. I'd like to know what you can intuit about me.
You're very...
No, I'm asking...
What?
Sorry, her name is Cheryl.
It's Sherry.
And he did.
He did not.
He did so. Ignore her. Ignore the voice in the back. But what were you just saying? You want me to tell you what I intuit about you?
No, it's Berenice. I was asking Sherry. She said she can intuit about people. I want to know what she can intuit about me.
Mm-hmm.
I would say one of the things that I'm intuiting is that you've got a lot of confusion going on by the people that you're hanging out with, and that you've given away your power to some of those that are around you. And that is what I'm intuiting, is that you've got a lot of confusion going on. And it's not accusatory, because you ask me what I'm intuiting. And I can see that there's a lot of things around you in great confusion.
And I agree with you, but how do I stop that?
Because you're giving your power away to someone that you think is an authority outside of yourself, and you're the authority. Because the formula is internal-external, not Newtonian's external-internal. And you're still holding a lot around that. And I can feel that around 7 years old, where some of the imprinting of the duality programs that have flavored your life, that you're still holding on to at seven. As children, we don't have the experience to experience the experience. And so there is a lot of confusion. And that wonderful little...
Hey, Berenice, don't keep listening to this crap. This is a ridiculous... That last statement about children is absurd.
No, it's not.
This is disgusting what you're saying. You're fucking confusing people.
Oh, it is not disgusting.
You're confusing people.
No, I'm not confusing.
Well, what I do like, Sherry has her own... She's claiming her own power.
Yes, sure. And showing people how to claim their own. If they use the tools, they become...
That's the point of this, of what I think Bob and Ion were doing for people, is to claim their own power.
No, we don't do that. You don't claim your own power. You got more power than you ever have.
Right, so you already have it. So that's what I hear her saying, is that she's...
Well, you already have it. No one can give it to you. But the duality programs imprinted, whether it's politics, religion, ethnic background, class, those are all programs.
Conditioning. That's conditioning.
Conditioning.
No, it's the effect of the printing press. Sherry is so involved in the printing press.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me you're from Gutenberg now. Holy crap.
Oh,
you're going to blame Gutenberg? Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I've heard.
Why is that? Why is that funny?
You're blaming printing Oh, my God, yes.
See, now there it is, folks. There's the archetype. They have no clue. If only Kathy Thomas was here to correct your ass. The printing press is all that the United States and Americans are. They're the only country formed on the printing press. It is your meme. And
you
all
know,
your ideology. Duality is an effect of the printing press.
I
see duality everywhere.
Of course there is, and that's what the Avatar Jesus said, be of it, not in it. And that's what I teach people, to be of it, not in it, so that they came here to create.
You're not fucking preaching with the other two Jesus who have the majority. You're teaching the stupid Jesus. There are three of them.
I'm talking about teaching Jesus. I'm talking about the metaphor of what his life was.
Metaphors are not possible under electric conditions, only metonymy. You know about metonymy?
Who do you work with? What is your ion group? I have no idea what that is.
We are the Illuminati. We run the world. We are the strongest penis on the planet. My wife gets pregnant way more than anybody else ever could. We've had 4,000 children in the last 6 months.
And you love being the Illuminati?
No, it's a burden.
Oh, come on. Don't make me laugh. I'm going to have to call Matt. This is, like, ridiculous.
Yes, we hope. Matt is going to get fired because of what he's doing. He's pissed off. So many people have come in here that he thought they should come in here, and they made a mistake listening to him, and he'd probably get fired.
Oh, I wouldn't fire Matt out of my life, really. But that's ridiculous. So you think you're the Illuminati. Well, that's the funniest thing I've heard.
Don't make me laugh.
You are laughable. So I don't believe that I'm going to waste 2 hours of my life and productive time talking on this show. You know what? You are exactly why this planet is wreaked in duality. And it's
Bingo! Another victim! Yee!
Oh, I'm not a victim. I don't follow your practices.
Yes, you do. You're describing me, and you have no clue what I am.
Not much, that's for sure, but it was amazing talking to you.
Yee-hoo! Now we can get back to listening to the Evergreens.
Oh, you did it now, Bob.
I've done it 3 or 4 times in the last 48 hours.
I didn't catch the previous ones, but...
Yeah, they all get, the ones who aren't supposed to be here go fucking schizoid, crazy, psychotic, and then we make fun of them for the next 12 hours, and then someday their friends will say, these people were talking about you, Sherry, for 12 hours like you're a nut, and then they'll get back to her.
And then that stirs up a lot of controversy on the other end.
Yep, makes more sales. This is how we sell RNA drops, helps sales.
It's a very unique marketing approach.
Yeah, right, it is. The only way
Bob,
you get
why do these people come in completely cold? I would think if you're getting an interview that you would kind of research the person that you're going to be interviewing with or discussing for 2 hours.
I'm not interviewing them. Yeah, I don't know
okay,
why
whatever
Matthew
you want to call
sent
it.
Them here. I don't know why Matthew sent them here, but they should interview me, and they don't. They go on their rants. They're so used to fucking being on automatic pilot, they don't know how to learn and perceive a new environment. They come in and start spewing their bullshit.
No, it's like a completely foreign alien planet coming in here for people that have no idea.
That's right. It's funny. We're creating comic situations.
They don't get it. I think a lot of new listeners that would just tune in would be thinking, well, I'm thinking what Sherry's thinking or whatever. You know, if they don't have any idea, it's so bizarre.
Yes, when you're trying to be funny, you create new, unique situations, and I'm doing that very well. She didn't know whether to laugh or cry, and then she decided to cry.
And said goodbye.
Yeah, she can take it.
You're right.
Yeah, she wasn't interested in finding what... I mean, there would be like 1,000 questions she could ask. If this is completely brand new territory, instead of giving up her thing... And pursuing, like, what is he talking about, she decided just to bail.
Yeah, she judged me, made her categories, her stupid categories, which are silly. She doesn't know about quadrophenia, which is duality squared. She's hopeless.
Well, I've got
and you don't have an opinion.
Bob, how do you know you're right?
I brought forth iron. That's the greatest phenomenon in 13,000 years. I think I can ride my laurels for a couple thousand years.
Well, the Evergreens, when you were with them for years.
Yeah, they were the best medium ever. I've always had the best. Always at the center of the action. That's the way. Remember what Ion said. There's not been one major event that's happened in the 20th century since 1922 that Bob wasn't in the middle of. That's what it is. It's always been that way.
And you're a media ecologist, which a lot of people, I mean, brand new people aren't going to know that, of all your McLuhanism stuff.
Right. Look, I said the word Gutenberg. It's interesting, these responses. She went fucking apoplectic at the word Gutenberg.
Did she come on thinking that she was going to be interviewed? Like her whole reality of how she thought it was supposed to go and didn't
That's
happen.
That's right. She didn't know there was a new kind of interview.
Somebody didn't inform her that, I guess, I don't know that it's conversation versus a interview.
I think
it's kind of a blindside.
Matthew Hurtado took all the people he didn't like and got them on the show and threw them to the wolves. And he's laughing his head off, probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a total blindside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody didn't know what you're talking about. Why she would even come on a show? And she must have had, like, lack of information or something.
Yeah,
she didn't pursue it. She could. If I was going on a show, I would look it up. I mean, how stupid is that?
That's
she
right.
Didn't even look Bob up.
The thing
she didn't even know
who
I on it.
Matthew.
Yeah, she said, I don't know why I'm here, and I don't know who your people are. Like, she is ignorant. She is blind.
And she...
You know.
No, she,
and she knows Matthew, and she knows nothing about RNA. It's like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. The guy that puts it out all over the world, and you don't know, this is a guy you know? Really?
You want to be on the phone when she calls Matthew.
Yes.
Thanks for your interview.
Somebody call Matthew, and let's get Matthew in here. I would rather interview Matthew. Let's interview Matthew. He missed his hour last night, so who can do it? Who can? All of you email him. And at some point, I'll disconnect.
I can call Matthew, Bob.
Yes, call Matthew. Tell him his hour's up. He's here. He's going to be fired. Tell him to get in here at headquarters, and heads will roll.
No, what I could do is I could let him know that you want to talk to him about how the Bob Fest is going, and he can come in like these other poor people have had to come in.
Yeah.
But do you want me to just conference him on if he answers, or just have him call in on the conference call?
Either way, get him here. Your job
right,
is to get him here, Jenny. Don't come back until he's with you.
Okay,
until he gets here, can I ask? I've got a question. Do you know what happened to Andrew Breitbart?
Ask Ion about him, but he probably did it to himself. He was so frustrated. I did watch the documentary. I didn't know anything about him. Then I watched the documentary about 2 months ago, and it was interesting. The frustration and apoplectic condition he put himself in, and the fact he dropped dead was totally understandable.
So you think that was just him dropping dead out of frustration?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, maybe somebody helped him, but I don't think that he was a problem for any serious power mongers.
Right. When you say maybe somebody helped him, can you clarify that?
Well, maybe someone did assassinate him, but he wanted to go.
He did. The reason I ask is because I knew Andrew.
This is Berenice or Kay. Who's speaking?
Berenice.
I knew him. I used to have dinner with him.
Along with that guy, the orphan, you know, the father-in-law.
Yeah, the father-in-law, yeah.
Did you know him?
No, I didn't know the father-in-law, but I knew Andrew's... I know Andrew's wife, Susie, also.
So that's why you're so confused and dualistic and fucked up and lost your power. You hung out with Andrew.
No, I didn't hang out with him. I disagreed with him constantly, but we had a good, you know, we were able to debate. He was open to debate, you know. I enjoyed talking to him, but I thought it was very weird the way he died.
Yeah, well, you know, to be open to debate, you know, debating is silly today.
What?
It's the opiate of the peasants. You know, religion used to be the opiate. Now it's debating and expressing your individuality and your opinion. That's the new opiate.
Yeah, well,
and Cheryl is very good at it.
Look at it as something, you know, sometimes you can have it can be pleasurable. That's, you know, I don't look at it as trying to save the world or anything. But what I'm intrigued, you know, with James Martinez, do you believe he actually committed suicide?
Yep, that's the only way you can die.
Yeah, but Bob, James is not dead.
Dude, did he hang himself? What did he do? Did he shoot
himself? Ask Bill.
Really? You're saying James Martinez went to the Guff or something?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Bob. You wouldn't do well in an interview with Bob.
Let me get James on the phone.
Yeah, get James on the phone. He fucking owes me $1,000. I'd like to get it back.
Okay, hold on. I'll get him.
Yeah, good.
Hey,
let's
Bob.
Fucking interview James.
Hey, Bob.
Okay.
Yes.
Where's the Cold Fusion?
Yeah, where's the Cold Fusion, James? Okay, where's Diddy? Have you brought Matthew in?
No, Matthew and Sabrina are not available. I don't know if they're not answering. I left messages, so I'm sure he'll call.
Good.
Problem. Yeah, I'm sure he'll call. Get James Martinez on the phone.
Get him on the line.
I had all his numbers. Hang on.
Oh, my God. How hilarious. Oh, Bob, you are in rare form.
Yes, I'm in rare form.
Better. Oh, my God, by the time the Wednesday show comes around, somebody will probably have been assassinated. Who knows what will happen?
Yeah.
So many people, so many bodies.
By Wednesday, Ginny, they'll have closed down Achieve Radio. And Bill will finally have what he wanted. He wants to become homeless and just wander around, and he won't have to worry about network cards anymore.
Oh, my God. Bob, oh, my God.
It's just Bob sitting in the bell tower with a sniper rifle.
Yeah. Charlie Whitman, August 1966, in Austin, Texas. You know, I walked by, I passed by him in August 66 when I was that famous hitchhiking back. That's when that angel, what was he, an angel or something, picked me up?
Yep.
Right, and if we passed by the tower. Now, that's interesting. That for me, that was one of my earliest synchronicities or synchronies. And now I know why. It was the fucking emanation of me and the angel made the cat go nutty. Made the cat go run around. And that was Charles Whitman. He runs up the Austin University Tower and starts sniping people. That's like Wendy's cat. The power of Bob. And it's just, it's right when Ralph Doobie had gone to Hawaii and Worcester had dropped out of the group and you had that dramatic 6 months when Bowert went on his acid trip. That was the intense period, summer of 66 to January 67.
And where was the time frame of your passing by that area?
The weekend.
Before that date, after that date?
On the date. I would say
on
that we drove by there on the day he took the shots.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until I got to Toronto a couple days later because I wasn't in a place to absorb the media. You know, there wasn't televisions on every street corner back then. So when I got there and stayed with some people in Toronto, that's when I saw it on TV. And it had been like a couple of days.
So the Bob Gong was driving through town setting off...
Yeah,
sympathetic frequencies.
Yeah, all the non-physicals disguised as humans went nuts.
Yeah, right.
They lived
and vertical.
Yeah,
they tried to go vertical.
Yeah, that's right. They got all excited. They felt potential.
They tried to mimic ascension or something.
Yeah, they felt inspired and they tried to take their power and they thought it was just like shooting people.
Yeah, they just climbed a tower, the closest tower
They headed for the heavens.
The Tower of Babel.
Yeah. the power of Babel. Yeah.
Tower, power. Well, that 2 hour interview went down to about 15 minutes, I think.
No, what'd you say?
Your two-hour interview with Sherry just went down to about 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, it was good. I had to put up with idiot Vinny last night. Did anybody listen to Vinny? Did you recognize how screwed up he was?
No, I missed that interview. I wanted to hear it, though.
Bob, who do you like to talk to?
You guys. I like to talking to Ionette.
He likes talking to Ginny, for sure. He likes talking to me a lot.
That's right.
Ginny,
I like people who do their homework, do the Bob homework. That's the way you get to be an insider here.
Bob, why did you say the Gnostics screwed everything up?
I was channeling. I don't take responsibility for what I said.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's
the
fair.
Moment dictated those words. Probably she's a Gnostic. You know, to call things duality.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Barbara, what makes you say that you don't think that Bob was accurate in that statement? What is your thinking about that?
Because from what I've studied about the Gnostics, it's very similar to some of the stuff that Ion says.
No, Ion doesn't say anything.
Okay, well.
No, here's Gnostics.
I'll take that back. Okay, I'm going to take that back. Some of it rang true to me. When it talks about all these religions that came about, they're basically mind prisons, to keep everybody trapped and not knowing who they really are. That made sense to me. And the Gnostics were the only ones that were pretty much, they're all killed, most of them were killed off and just shut up because everyone was so in fear that they would expose the Catholic Church or the other religions for being completely false. And it talks about the Archons, which I think are similar to the reptilians. Anyway, I haven't gone totally into it, but from what I've studied, so far what I found out about it was ringing true to me.
Well, Manichaeism, there's all kinds of varieties of Gnosticism. And Gnosticism and Manichaeism were the attempts to retrieve tribal unity as a result of the effects of the phonetic alphabet. It's all during the Hellenic mystery period, the Hellenic period in Greece and Rome and Jerusalem. And it's the original division. And they all went on the idea that there were two powers in the world, a duality, and they canceled each other out. That's the most common philosophy in Gnosticism. So they're very dualistic. And dualism was a novelty back then. Pre-literate people do not regard life as dualistic. Literate people
Wait,
do.
Who? Okay.
And so the monolithic bureaucracy that Christianity was starting to build, that was reacted by the other half of the literate gang, and that was Gnostics. They reacted to, it's like Peter versus Paul. Paul goes out and tries to convert people, and Peter says, no, let's keep it into our secret circle. Peter is Gnostic, Paul is visual space, empire builder.
Dualistic.
Yeah, they're both dualistic, and that's the effect of the printing press. The primitive people were so non-dualistic, if you pointed out opposites, and they would say, there's no such thing as opposites. Well, what do they have in common? Oppositeness. That was the answer, if they bothered to answer.
Okay, so are you saying that we're not living in a dualistic reality? Because you're just contradicting yourself, what you said like 20
yeah,
minutes ago.
We don't live in a dualistic reality. First of all, because the Android meme's simulating us. So we live in two realities, and they're imitations. And if you're a literate person, you're schizophrenic within your reality, and the Android meme replays that. So there's two schizophrenics going on inside yourself. So therefore, you got four parts. Then you've got your other bodies, which aren't describable. You can't see them. So they're not what?
I don't
Somebody
know who
said
that.
Them.
Hey, Bob, as your producer, I'm letting you know that a lot of your favorite people are on mute and they're waving their hands. So,
oh, okay. Yes. You guys get me so involved in these interesting conversations, I forget to do my job. I'm going over to the computer to free them up. Okay, I'm over at the computer, and 20 people listed. Yeah, and there are a whole bunch unmuted.
All participants are now unmuted.
Brute? Yes, Brute. Start talking. There's even more coming in.
The comedy.
Well, Bob, did you want to continue on with what you were saying about the...
I have a question about dualism. If there is no duality, then what you're saying is there's no male, no female?
Yeah, there's no...
There's no evil?
You ever heard of unisex? Tribal people are... Africans are unisex. There's only duality in the literate world, and the literate world is a sub-world, a tiny world, a subculture now.
So, Bob, what you're saying is that it's our
warped perception because we're steeped in a literate world that produces the illusion of duality. Is that?
That's right. We project our own perceptual bias. And yeah. what do you think of mouth breathers or people who are tattooed? The new breed of citizens here are not dualistic. They're just swimming to survive and adapting any involving image they can do. So they're so enraptured, they got their mouth open, and they got their tattoos growing. They're growing their skin.
So what do you mean they're growing their skin?
By tattooing.
Okay.
See, I see how many tattoos are happening because they're all walking around with their bathing suits on here. And you don't see anybody without a tattoo.
You're saying that's a pre-literate behavior?
Yes, retrieving. It's scarification. That's what the Africans did, right? They scarred and they
tribal.
Colored. They tribal. Acoustic tactiles. Audio tactile is a technical word. So you have a retrieval of the audio tactile by decorating your skin and puncturing your vagina and putting rings through your nose and lips and teeth and eyebrows.
Pierced. Body modifications.
Yeah, the tattoos are an expression of the TV body. The piercings are an expression of the chip body. It's an attempt to see it. Madeline, is that Madeline?
How is piercing an expression of the chip body?
Because they call them studs, and they have this little crystal they put in their nose, their ear, their vagina, their lip, little studs, right?
Yeah.
Right, so that's the crystalline nature of the chip body. Baudrillard and Croker call it crystalline.
What about the ones that are just metal?
That's always an attempt to be different. The point is, they're little compact, dense points of attention to define against the spreading out of the tattoo. So the White House is TV iconography that tries to be imperialistic, and Hollywood tries to dominate the imagery that you can see, the iconography, and that is a engulfing phenomenon, and people don't like it, so they go on their chip body to escape the creeping meatball of the imagery, and that's the invisible world of tactile Facebooking and third worlding, and that's expressed by the little vehicle, the little stud. The little crystal.
Even if it's not a crystal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a compact.
I'm looking at myself because I used to have piercings, and I have not worn any for years. So I'm trying to see where I was at.
Okay, what I'm saying should start to sound familiar. What color was your studs?
Mine were just silver. I didn't have crystals.
Right, silver. Well, they usually are shiny or reflective. So they're bouncing off the light. So you can say they're little chunks of salt versus the light of the tattoo that spreads everywhere.
Wow.
Did you notice that I had adopted my laugh?
So, Bob, you're just making, I don't know that I should use the word, you're just making patterns building them up and trashing them and walking away and making another one.
I'm exercising my creativity.
Yeah.
Because but you're stating it like a fact.
What was the male voice?
Yeah.
Come on, the male voice, repeat yourself.
I just said watch out for that creativity.
Yes, that's a chapter title that's a chapter title on Understanding Media, The Nemesis of Creativity. Ezra Pound does the cantos, and he declares in the 60s, an old man, he declares, I botched it. And everybody thinks that's a statement of failure. No, he wanted to include the failure in his epic. It's never been said before about his work, his epic work. And McLuhan knew it. That's why he said the nemesis of creativity. And the subtitle was The Nemesis of Creativity. The title was Challenge and Collapse. We now transform so much We can recognize the patterns we went through and were enthusiastic and then dumped. We do so much changing because we live 200 years every 12 months that we now see the pattern of challenge and collapse. We see the disservice or the flipping of creativity.
Bob, and what post... Like...
Bob, are you sitting at the board?
Yes.
Okay, be sure to keep your eye on it because... I think I got a hold of Sabrina, and Matthew will be able to call in, okay?
Okay, good. I'll make sure that... Yeah, Legend's here. Hey, Legend, got anything to say?
Yeah, how you doing?
Excellent. I'm holding court, Legend.
Hey, Legend.
Yeah, I see that. I just woke up. I can't believe you're still going. You're trying to topple Art Bell's
That's right.
Program.
And guess what, Legend? Ian came back today, and he came back twice.
No kidding, I'm going to have to re-listen to that. I fell asleep, I couldn't hang in there. But my daughter's covered with tattoos, and so is her boyfriend. But I think that's more of a retrieval from, like, the 50s, and I think that's more of a fad, and it just cycles back through. So they're going to have to live with those mistakes when they wake up and say, geez, these things are ugly after about 10 more years.
That's right. Now, Legend, you don't have to say anything, but the daughter with the situation on her arm, did that... get healed?
Yeah.
It all grew back?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Well, there's scar tissue there.
Right. Is she the one who tattooed herself?
No. But she was trying to get a piercing when that occurred.
Yeah.
But my oldest daughter has quite a few tattoos.
See, you know...
Her boyfriend's covered in them.
Yeah, 100 years ago, Legend, people felt lack in their internal mental abstract space, and so they went through psychoanalysis. Now, with multiple bodies, people feel a lack in their chemical body. They want to add to it. They want to augment it. They want to paint it over. No one ever felt lack in the structure of their material substance of their body. But nowadays, because the chemical body is a tiny subset of the other bodies, it's always being redecorated and trying to be, you know, expanded.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anybody who thinks that makes sense, I'm all for that. Let's just all pray. Let's hope Madeline can maintain that thought for a few weeks and know something. Right, Madeline?
Well, I can know it for now. It's good.
Yeah. We're looking for people to go, that makes sense. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, that makes partial sense, but that's also your perception, which makes it your opinion.
Well, see, that's your split. You are a fucking duality. We just drove another guest out of the fucking wilderness. A lot has happened the past couple hours, Legend. Very hilarious. Well, you hear what happened to Charlene duality. Ooh, man, we had a 15 knockdown fight, and she lost again.
Hey, Bob, I
look at that. A fucking Legend cancels anything that happens immediately. Well, you forget the other
and
side. Nobody
that. you're getting confrontational as the days grow longer.
That's right. I'm getting my youth back.
You're getting grouchy.
Oh, it's relational.
But you haven't slept.
Yeah, I haven't slept. I'm escaping time. I'm getting punch drunk with simultaneity.
Well, my opinion on some of those tattoos.
Yes, Madeline.
Are you hallucinating yet?
No. I've never hallucinated.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But Karen's here monitoring me, taking my pulse, putting her little stethoscope on me. She's got this under control.
So, Bob, if Sherry had asked you
a question, if she acted sensible and stopped trying to flashlight her knowledge in my face, then she would have got some great benefits.
Yeah, because she was confrontational, too.
Yeah.
Right.
She tried, and Hillary's the same way. They come in and they do their babble, babble, babble. Real fast, and they try to baffle with bullshit, and they're used to people falling for it. Berenice fell for it. Berenice got, you know, bowled over by Cheryl.
I did not get bowled over by her. I was curious.
Oh, she's back.
Everybody turn and laugh at Berenice. Everybody goof.
Aw.
Damn, look out, he's shooting at everybody.
Yeah. Charles Whitman. I'm channeling Charles Whitman.
He's crazy.
Wait, Berenice, what did you say?
I was curious as to what she had to say. I wanted to listen to her.
just as I want to listen to Bob. I'm not at a point where I'm excluding either one.
No, but she excluded herself, unfortunately, because it was interesting to see that banter back and forth, and she did represent someone coming in cold.
She would not give in to Bob's shit, and that she would actually stay in there, because I think we could have learned something between the interchange. But unfortunately, she chose to check out.
Yeah, I think the first thing Bob said was, "You're a fucking idiot."
Yeah.
So that might have put her.
But the same thing is, if anybody calls you a fucking idiot, if you don't feel like you're anywhere near a fucking idiot, you wouldn't be offended.
That's right. I don't give a damn what you think of me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
you know my line. You know my line. I did it to Pam Wall. An idiot is it comes out of Greek culture when literacy started, and the tribal people, the majority, looked at the people started reading, and they became private people, and they called them idiots. That's the technical meaning of an idiot.
A private person.
The nut word is probably what bothered her more.
She had a lot of allergies. I mean, you know.
a nut allergy?
Yeah. Nut allergies.
Word allergies.
Nut allergies.
What's that click? Did you hear that click? And it sounds like
I think somebody hung up.
Oh, that's what that is.
Me getting muted.
Well, Bob, I think...
That was me muting. It's Allison.
Hey, Allison, that was
hilarious, Bob.
Have you witnessed it all, Allison, the last hour or two?
Yeah, right after Ion came on, I tuned in and it was like, oh no, I missed them. And as I was typing in, they came back on.
Wait, you just said you tuned in right after Ion came on, so you didn't miss them.
Well, I tuned in for the first one.
You just said I tuned in the first one and missed it. Come on, we still don't know what
I tuned in after the first one.
Did you get the second one?
Yes, as I was typing an in-quick message to you.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go over and check my email. I want to see Allison's review of the fight with Charlene.
Well, no, her name is now Charlene. It's Sherry.
Yeah.
Still love that.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
I know. I just wanted to bring up when she brought up the Gutenberg thing. I think that's when she lost it.
That was her allergy. She declared her collective unconscious there. I've never heard anybody react to have an allergic like that to the word Gutenberg. It really shocked.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yes.
Yeah, she thought that was the funniest thing she'd ever heard.
Yeah.
So what was she saying?
We all knew.
How ridiculous is that? You throw books at people? Is that how you...
Yeah.
Is that how Gutenberg takes over, you know?
It really shows you that it is the archetype of the Western culture, and particularly America. Because that's like saying she's not... I told her she wasn't American. And that was just ridiculous that someone would tell her that. She knows she's an American.
Living in duality.
It's the most closest assumption... So assumpted that she fucking doesn't notice it. It's her chief feature, you know, in Gurdjieff's term. The Gutenberg private idiocy is the chief feature of her being.
It's you're intuiting this,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
What, Allison?
I said you're intuiting this, correct?
Yeah, that was not medical intuition. That was athletic intuition.
Athletic.
I'm an athletic intuitive.
Bart, there are going to be so many quips that Bob made on this show.
That's
to
right.
String together.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding? I'm making the guy who did Swimming to California or Caledonia. Who was that guy who committed suicide in New York? You know, Baldy or
James
something.
James Martinez.
No. His father, the guy Spalding Gray. I am the new Spalding Gray.
Oh, Spalding Gray. Yeah. You're like the anti Spalding Gray or his evil brother.
Yeah. I'm an anti-Spalding Gray. He would get into a Soho postmodern basement and have 25 people, and he'd film it and put it out, and it'd be a big hit. Well, I don't do it in a basement. I do it in an electronic space where it's totally open and unlimited numbers can hear it.
Hey, has anyone seen that J.J. Abrams put out a book? Have you all talked about that already?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, Bart says yes.
Yeah,
yes, you've heard about it, or yes, you've heard.
Hey, wait.
I've read about it.
Email, Evan Ray. Look at that stupid Evans. He's blocking. Oh, dang it. Did not know you were doing this, Bob. Guess I blew it. Are you still going Thursday morning? We can tap you into KPFK. She wants me to get me back on her fucking thing. Bum, thought I was saying, I've got to fuck. Will someone please call Evan right now? I'll give you the phone number. No, I better not say it. I'm going to have to call her. I left her a message.
Bob,
said,
just email me her number and I'll call her.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
No, it's silly. I'll leave her messages. We are open 24/7. There are no fucking rules. You know, you don't project ahead to Thursday. Come in later today. I can't do the Kennedy assassination shit without her.
Okay, well, just email me her phone number, and I'll call her.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm doing that. I'm sending it now.
Okay, no problem.
And explain what's going on. Tell her she's missing a lot of fun. And we're here 24/7. The Thursday's too far away. Tell her I'm not. I told Lessa I'm not doing. I'm waiting for her so I can do the JFK stuff.
Okay, I will let her know that.
Yeah. Tell her she's holding us up. We got hundreds of people waiting to do the JFK stuff, and it's not going to be done until she gets here.
Hey, Bob, is that JFK? Is the JFK stuff, is that with the Evergreens or with Ion or both?
No, just the Evergreens.
You did it with Ion before too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, but the Ion stuff cannot be talked about. That's too way beyond.
Accurate.
It's too dangerous.
Are you going to do the JFK Jr. stuff?
That was broadcast last night.
Oh.
Are you kidding? Oh.
Yeah, it's a whole section on why he and how he committed suicide.
Okay, well, that's an archive. We'll have to look it up. Berenice and I both met JFK Jr.
Right.
It was with the help of both of others, right?
No. It was a pilot error. And you know what was funny? When you listen to it, I could actually go put it on again and we can have fun. As we get into the details, and I go, so was there a lot of screaming in the cabin as it went down? I went porno. I went, you know, crude. I wanted to get the graphic. How much did the three of them scream? Evergreen said, yes, there was a lot of noise in the cabin.
The Evergreen said that?
Yeah. Well, they're
Ion
there.
Said that, okay. Well, Ion said that they went to another world.
That's right.
They did not.
Oh, I don't know if he said
go
that.
Go to the Guff.
I was playing the Evergreens.
Okay. I didn't know that Evergreens did it on John Jr. or whatever.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know that Evergreens, I didn't know they were still around. I didn't know that they did a session regarding John Jr.
Well, you wouldn't know because it's private sessions, right? These were done by me.
Right. I wouldn't know. That's why I said I just didn't know.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it. What is that? Which one was that? I could play it again.
Well, I mean, with pilot error, why did it take them so long to find John? I mean, they found Carolyn and her sister right away, and it took them another 24 hours to find John. Well, how's that possible?
I didn't ask any questions. I didn't get that far. Ion just laid it out, and we'll listen to it and find out what questions he answers. You know, not all of them got answered. I didn't even care.
Oh, Ion did the reading. Oh, wait, were you doing the Ion one or the Evergreens? I'm confused.
The Evergreens. Look, you have to realize I do 100 questions, rapid fire. So
that's
there
good.
It is, JFK Jr. I can bring this up. This shouldn't be heard.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to it. A reprise. September 13th, 1999, so that was about 2 months after he crashed. You see, when you're someone who doesn't learn, you get a speech pattern down, and then you end up talking to people on the phone and doing therapy. You know, that's a specialized, you know, head-in-the-sand activity. It's like Ion said to Andrew Crystal, you're going to go surfing when the most delightful thing that's going to happen in your life is right here in your room. Okay, so there it is. It must be in the second half.
Please continue.
At one time, Toronto was that which you could encompass.
Or be inside of.
Be inside. Picture. Sound. That's it.
And there is. I'd like to contact Stanley Kubrick, the film director. He died.
Yes, we have this one.
Yeah, he has a new movie out called Eyes Wide Shut, and it's a lot about secret societies and sex. Is there something about secret societies in particular that he wanted to point out?
No. What he wanted to point out is how divided a society can be.
Why was that a concern to him? Did he see the new media creating that?
Yes.
So he didn't understand the fractionalization principle that the Evergreens are talking about.
Now he approaches it from a different angle.
Creating a different problem.
Yes.
So that's valid.
Yes.
Yes. So the secret society element is not that big of a theme.
It's more that people of like-mindedness go into certain groups and then isolate themselves from others. There's an isolationist aspect to it.
Which it gets into the distraction theme.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, one thing about Julian James, the origins of the bicameral mind.
But the two did not exist simultaneously. You can't have
one. Which was a theme in Finnegan's Wake.
Yes.
That's another the happy distraction.
Yes.
All right. Did JFK Jr.'s plane crash out of human accident?
Human error, not accident,
yeah.
Error, untrained insufficiency.
Now, it had an iconic effect like Lady Diana. Was there some Kennedy family karma that was acted out on that?
Yes.
Did some souls in the Kennedy family who are dead almost energize JFK to do that?
No, not to do it.
Did he reincarnate?
But to realize it was going to happen with him.
Oh, he knew before?
It was known before that he would. That was the highest probability. Not that it was fixed and rigid. But there was a probability that he would do this.
It was known by him?
Not by him. But those who had passed on before.
And they, in that, see, I had this idea that they said, yes, JFK Jr. almost willingly made the mistake and did it. Because he was taking on the family's, the evil things they'd done, there was a sacrifice.
No, not carried that far.
Almost, but I would guess carrying a core belief of tragedy.
Carrying the
which is the family.
Yeah. Carrying the belief that this was a probability. JFK Jr. wondered whether he would live out the full span of his years.
Because of what happened to other members?
Yes.
Right.
And how this interacted with other people. Would someone say that they wanted to make their mark in the world by shooting JFK Jr.?
Right.
Now, from one aspect, he cheated them all.
Right. Were there people who might have tried to kill him?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, now when there's a controversy over whether he wanted to go on that flight and he wanted to do it to be macho or his wife forced him to do it for the sister, can the Evergreen say which was?
It was his decision. She didn't want to go.
She intuited?
Yes.
Not consciously?
Not consciously.
Just nervous?
Yes.
Now, when the plane starts to crash, are they screaming their heads off as it goes down?
There's considerable noise in the cabin, yes.
Yes. And when they hit the water, they don't feel any pain, do they?
Momentarily, yes, but the moment is very quick.
Yeah, so that's there and gone.
Yes.
So death doesn't have a sting, instant death like that.
In that, no.
So when they were dead, were they go into the dream state or did they wake up?
Dream.
And that's because part of that is because of the shock of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Have they come out of the dream yet?
One has, two haven't.
Mm-hmm. Who has?
The sister.
Lorraine.
Yes.
Yes.